In a gated rectangle the size of a large suburban yard, grass grows alongside strawberries and a few perennial herbs. About 20 men tend to this garden against the backdrop of a tall stone wall topped with barbed wire. The men pull weeds and crush eggshells to enrich the soil. They soak the egg cartons in water to make compost.
I honestly thought it was just like dirt. I just thought dirt is nasty, it's dirty. But then once I got to like read and understand compost, it like actually, it breaks all the bad bacteria and makes good nutrients.
Marvin is one of the inmates in the prison garden program known as Garden Time. Prison officials asked us not to use any last names for the story, out of respect for the families affected by their crimes. Marvin says his time in the garden has taught him a lot about soil.
With gardening, it comes from the ground up. So if you got good soil, which comes from the compost, then you get a good garden.
Marvin is one of a few men here with a chance to get out on parole. And if he does, he hopes to one day have a garden of his own. But for most of these inmates, there is no leaving prison. They are serving life sentences for murder without the possibility of parole.
Believe it or not, even though you're in a fenced-in area, when you come in here, it's almost like not being in here for like the hour, hour and a half that you're in here. You know, you kind of like forget where you're at.
That's Joe. He says gardening twice a week is a nice break from prison life. He briefly lost his garden privileges earlier this year for getting into a fight.
A guy hit me, and I hit him back, and I lost my spot. I thought I was just defending myself, but when I hit him back, it was... I got thrown out of the garden. I had to write to the deputy warden, who's been really good about this. And Joe
was allowed back into the program as long as he stays out of trouble.
But that was probably the worst part of the whole thing, thinking that I lost the spot, because I hadn't been in trouble in about 16 years.
16 years. That's at least how long Joe's been behind bars. And some of these men are just beginning their sentences. The corrections department has gotten complaints about the program from some people who feel inmates convicted of murder shouldn't have the privilege of gardening. But Joe's peer, Al, says it gives them something to care about in prison.
You know, people like look to the reasons why and what brought us into this place, right? But we're still human beings.
In the garden, the men care for the egg cases of praying mantises, which are good garden insects. Many of them describe learning to like new foods.
Never knew anything about arugula. Now I love arugula. I could eat it like chips.
Now I eat vegetables before I didn't.
A few others grew up watching grandparents tend to their gardens and enjoyed spending time outdoors. Ken appreciates seeing blue skies and feeling the sun on his skin. He longs to be in nature.
My soul hurt. I would love to be in the woods or back to basics with the nature. This program's allowed for me to get that closeness again back to nature by coming out here and putting my hands back in the soil and planting such vegetables as tomatoes and beans.
As he holds a few plump late season raspberries in the palm of his hand, Ken says the program has taught him about nutrition and teamwork. He walks over to the garden shed he helped refurbish.
This is our mascot, Max the Rooster. I made a little barn here for our library books. So anything that we have any questions about, we may, you know, help ourselves to the books and learn.
The men used to get teased by other inmates who saw gardening as women's work. Now Joe says many of those inmates are vying for a spot in the garden and often come up to the garden fence to ask what's growing.
Yeah, especially like when the strawberries are coming up. I mean, everybody wants those. It's like strawberries and garlic are like the two mainstays, and you're like everybody in the place wants them.
One year, Al says the men had a surplus of strawberries and they donated several pounds to a homeless shelter.
When we were able to give food to some of the homeless, it gives you empathy for another human being. It shows you like the things that bind us all as human beings. This is a need that needs to be fulfilled.
The men can't change what they did that got them in prison. But the garden therapy program has given them something to be proud about. And when they sit down for a Thanksgiving meal tomorrow with their fellow inmates, they will taste the turkey and stuffing seasoned with sage and rosemary they grew and harvested. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.